Students and staff at Victoria High School will have to wait a little longer before returning to the 100-year-old building. The $80 million seismic upgrade and improvement project that started in 2020 won't be complete until January 2024, about 4 months later than planned, the Greater Victoria School District said. The district did not say how the delay might affect the project's cost. The district said in a statement Tuesday a busy construction industry has led to delays in getting materials and labor shortages. Unexpected site and building conditions due to the age of the school have led to additional renovation and upgrades throughout the project. Given that the school is over 100 years old, this project has been very complex, said Superintendent Deb Whitten. She said since construction started, there have been several challenges, including the requirement of additional temporary supports for construction, and market pressures on resources and labor availability that arose during the pandemic. Whitten said although construction should be completed by fall 2023, the district is allowing ample time to facilitate a transition for staff that won't disrupt student learning. She said the move will take place during the winter break. Vic High students are currently at the former S.J. Willis School site on Topaz Avenue. The Ferry Technology Wing at Vic High remains open with students bused between the two locations for trades programming, which includes auto body, auto tech, electrical, woodwork, metalwork and metal art jewelry. The province is paying $77.1 million for the seismic improvements and a 200-seat expansion and preservation of the landmark school in Fernwood. The school district is contributing $2.6 million. Exterior elements, such as terracotta, granite and brick masonry, are being retained. Interior features, including the marble and stained glass in the main entrance and lobby, and the painted wooden panels and stained glass in the auditorium, are also being preserved. In addition, there will be an updated heritage corridor. Other improvements include new windows and floors, including gymnasium floors. There will be updates to the stage in the auditorium along with a new multi-purpose room, heating system, library commons area and environmentally friendly lighting throughout the school. On the grounds, 78 trees will be planted, including dogwoods, eastern redbuds, English and red oak and galaxy magnolias. An observatory deck will be part of the new build, along with improved lighting for the building and the field. The site plan also includes additional bike parking and more accessible pathways to the school to encourage active transportation. A new turf field and sand volleyball courts will be added to the school property. D. Closter at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@TimesColonist.com.